Baseball's minor leagues, including five teams in Iowa, canceled their season Tuesday after Major League Baseball decided not to provide players to its affiliates due to COVID-19. Iowa Public Radio's Pat Blank reports there's still one club that resumes play tonight.
Now that the MLB has made its decision, except for a few high school games, there will be no baseball at the iCubs in Des Moines, the Cedar Rapids Colonels, the Burlington Bees, the Clinton Lumber Kings, or the Quad Cities River Bandits. But you can hear
play ball
starting tonight at Waterloo's Riverfront Stadium. Dan Corbin is the general manager for the Northwoods League Waterloo Bucks, whose players are college students.
When all the universities, when baseball, NCAA baseball shut down, the NCAA granted waivers for seniors to come back for an extra year of eligibility. So that opened the floodgates in terms of players that we could sign. So the Northwoods League expanded rosters from 30 to 35. And at the same time, there are other leagues in throughout the U.S., almost nearly all of them have canceled the season. So players that may have been signed in the Cape Cod League, the Texas League, wherever, they're available now as well. So the amount of talent in the Northwoods League this year is going to be probably the highest level that it's ever been.
Corbin says COVID-19 has altered the scope of what will be available at the park.
There won't be inflatables for a kids' zone. There won't be a hoofball field for kids to play at. We're going to eliminate a lot of the on-field promotions between innings that have kids interacting with players. So, but we'll be able to do a lot more things on our video board that will be exciting. So there'll still be some entertainment factor there.
Corbin says every other row will be roped off, as well as the end seats, to allow for ample social distancing. About an hour south in Cedar Rapids, even without the Colonels, the area around Veterans Memorial Stadium has been busy. General Manager Scott Wilson says every Friday night in May, they served up concessions in the parking lot.
Interesting to watch cars park in circles and have social distancing and enjoying some time at the ballpark. Some of them went all the way to the front gate and sat around their chairs so they said they could look out and at least see the field and felt like they were at a ball game. It's interesting what people miss. I mean, that to them feels like atmosphere. If they could have the pretzel or the footlong hot dog or the footlong corn dogs or the Philly that we have here.
Saturday night, the Colonels will host what's being called Home Plate Bash. 1,300 fans who have pre-ordered their tickets will be allowed in for 2 hours to hear a band and watch fireworks. The parking lot outside Principal Park in Des Moines is also being utilized this summer. The home of the AAA iCubs recently served as a drive-through for a naturalization ceremony in which 100 residents became U.S. citizens. iCubs Assistant General Manager Randy Wehofer says the ballpark has hosted a handful of high school games and will be home to the state baseball tournament at the end of this month.
We had a zip tie, 8,000 seats, and leave just under 2,000 left to allow people to social distance while in the stands. We've reorganized the restrooms and the concourse to allow for distancing at the ticket windows and concession line and all the different common points in the area where people would end up potentially at the same time. And all of our staff are wearing masks at all time when the gates are open.
Wehofer says they had a bit of a scare a week ago when an iCubs employee who had traveled out of state tested positive for COVID-19. The facility was immediately shut down and all employees were tested. Those tests came back negative, and the employee in question is self-isolating. Back in Waterloo, Bucks manager Dan Corbin says safety protocol has reduced their seating to less than 1,000. And since they're basically the only game in town, he's predicting many of the 15 home games will be sold out. Tonight's first pitch is at 6:35. I'm Pat Blank, Iowa Public Radio News.